Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2026. The participants are Sanjeev Chopra, senior journalist, and Nishit Kumar, anchor.
The center has introduced the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation MMDR Amendment Bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha, proposing a series of reforms aimed at making India's mining sector more efficient, investment-friendly, and better equipped to meet the country's growing demand for critical minerals. And to discuss more about it, we are joined in by senior journalist Sanjeev Chopra. Mr. Chopra, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
First of all, we'll begin with you telling us about the salient features of this bill.
Yeah, this bill is primarily aimed at amending the Mines and Minerals Development Regulation Act of 1957. Now, this bill ensures that the mining areas, you know, any mineral-bearing lands having mineral content in accordance with the parameters of, the MMDR Act, will be now under the control of the central government. And, the government has also imposed another clause whereby no state can impose any kind of levy, tax or royalty of any kind on the extraction of minerals in their respective states, which till now was going on and was affecting the profitability of the sector. Now, this bill was passed by the Lok Sabha, today without much discussion. And it is likely to come up in the Rajya Sabha tomorrow before and after that, the president will enact this law.
Right. So you mentioned that the bill aims to prohibit state governments from imposing taxes, cess or levies on mineral rights or mineral bearing lands without the central government's permission, or if at all the central government makes some rules or regulations in that direction. Now, if we talk of the federal structure of the country, how far do you see this bill kind of having that kind of an overarching influence on the federal structure of the country?
Till now, the states actually can levy taxes on mineral rights under entry 50 of the state list. Now, since several states were imposing all kinds of levies and taxes and cesses on the extraction of minerals in their respective states, the Supreme Court had also approved this levy of tax in its judgment in July 2024,
yes,
and whereby allowing states, mineral rich states, to levy taxes on extraction of minerals in their respective states. Now, this bill seeks to annul all such things, and states can no longer levy any kind of tax on mineral rich land, which will now come under the purview of the central government. Mm-hmm. So it will be regulated by the central government, and no such levy of taxes can be done by any state government. Mm-hmm. Now, if you see that minerals constitute an important natural resource in our country, and they are different minerals are concentrated in different parts of the country. Now, states may claim that, this mineral is extracted from land under our jurisdiction, but the minerals are utilized for the country's economic growth overall.
Correct.
So it is important, and this is important because India is moving towards self-reliance and India is moving towards Viksit Bharat by 2047, and this is very important. So this amendment in the bill should not be taken as an attack on federalism or something of that kind, because this will bring in uniformity in the mineral sector, in the mining sector. So right now what is happening is that some state is levying some kind of tax, another state is levying a different kind of tax on the same mineral, thereby making it unremunerative, making mining unremunerative, unprofitable, and it is available at different rates in different parts of the country. So the center wanted to bring in uniformity as well as full control so that the minerals can be used for overall economic development of the country.
Right. So Mr. Chopra, if you talk of bringing in uniformity and all, but as the bill seeks to kind of do away with the states kind of having that power of imposing levies and taxes and all, so how does the bill kind of propose to more than offset or compensate the state governments, which probably they would be losing by not imposing taxes and levies?
No, states would certainly lose, but not to that an extent. You know, the bill empowers the central government to lay down certain conditions, and those conditions will be applicable to states also. It's not that the center is going to take all the money and all the taxes.
All right.
The states will also get the taxes, but there'll be certain conditions, you know, the already pre-laid conditions.
Okay.
So there'll not be any arbitrariness on the part of the state, you know, on the imposition of tax. So everything will be under preconditions. And if you see that mineral resources are very finite and concentrated in a few states.
Right.
And their extraction and management have to be guided by long-term national goals, you know, of sustainable, equitable and uniform development of the entire country. So this is very important. You know, for example, I can tell you that states coal is available in Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh,
or even West Bengal to an extent.
To an extent. Now, you know, at one point, there may be different state governments of different political parties ruling in these states. So one political party decides to impose a heavy penalty because heavy tax on a particular mineral. The other state has imposed a less tax. So there was no uniformity. Correct. And a miner who was mining in one state was burdened by that particular state through the imposition of more tax, whereas another miner in another state mining the same mineral was given concession of less tax. So the center wanted to bring in uniformity, and by doing so, by taking control of all mineral-rich land, you know, the center will now bring in uniformity all over because it's done in public interest.
Right.
You know, an unbalanced imposition of steep taxes and levies will prompt the industry to bypass local supplies, and they can also, you know, sometimes the imported mineral is cheaper than the one produced within the country.
Right.
So this will also affect the long-term
economy of the country as well.
Economy of the country.
Yes.
The outflow of foreign precious foreign resources.
Correct.
And you know, the state is not developing. You know, the resources, our country's resources, are going to another country. Through the import.
Correct.
So this will also be ensured.
You talk of uniformity, bringing in uniformity once this bill goes through the parliament. Now, talking purely from the point of view of the miner or the private party or the leaseholder, how does this bill kind of propose or bring in place a kind of a level playing field, that is one, and kind of incentivize them more, or bring in more transparency, if you may say so?
This is exactly what this bill is trying to do, because one, there is uniformity in tax. Any miner who is supposed to mine in any particular area, the center is going to impose the same kind of tax on extraction of minerals. You know, this till now, there was, the industry was alleging that there was heavy tax burden in the sector. You know, there was one tax which was imposed by the center which grants the mining license. And the states used to levy additional taxes or levies or cess in whatever kind, you know, additionally. So there was unpredictable introduction of taxes. As I said, you know, for example, limestone, Jharkhand was imposing 160 rupees per ton tax, whereas Tamil Nadu was imposing 200 per ton tax. So there was disparity in the tax imposition by different states.
Right.
So which was making the, you know, and multiple taxes were also making the production or dispatch of minerals expensive. You know, it was not cost remunerative and the industry was feeling burdened. So with this amendment, the industry, there'll be a relief for the industry, and there'll be much more investment in the mining sector coming in the next few years because of this uniformity across the country. And this will also help in extraction of more minerals and its uses, critical minerals and its uses within the country, as we move towards self-reliance and achieving the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047.
Even as you mentioned about the critical minerals, Mr. Chopra, all of us know that how consequential or how important the critical minerals have come in today's life when it comes to, if we take the electric vehicles or semiconductor industries, so on and so forth. So is there something in this bill which talks about the critical minerals exploration and all?
The government has taken several measures for production of critical minerals within the country and stopped their import. For example, these days, semiconductors, chips are being manufactured in India. You know, US companies have invested in Gujarat. Two companies are already in production.
Yeah.
So the government has taken all these measures so that India becomes self-reliant in the use of critical minerals and should not be dependent on any other country. Because dependence during the times of crisis crisis leads to a problem. For example, during the West Asia crisis, which is currently still on, you know, this has lifted the crude oil prices, the global crude oil prices, to a huge level. Now, true. India, about 80-90% of its, used to import earlier, of its requirements from across the world.
True.
You know, and majority of which, 60-70%, was coming from the Gulf region.
True.
Which has now been affected. So this sent our economy in a tizzy because of more
dependence yes.
on
yes.
you know and
on imports
when
and
prices
this.
Go up so foreign
true.
Resources
the volatility
outgo
and all
has
this.
Also been big
yeah
and so dependence within the country and no dependence on any other country
right.
So self-reliant is the key.
Right.
Now,
so Mr. Chopra, there is one point in this bill which talks of invalidation of dues, meaning it declares the unpaid or unrecovered past state levies from before the amendment invalid, though already collected funds are non-refundable. We would like to understand more about it.
Through this bill, the government has also introduced another section in the MMDR Act,
okay.
which the section is called Section 9D. Now, this clearly says that any taxes, levies or cesses already collected by the state governments on the extraction of minerals will not be refunded to any party after this amendment bill is enacted. This also ensures that anybody who's any miner who's not paid those taxes till now, till the bill is enacted, the states cannot claim that from retrospective effect.
Okay.
The states will have no right to claim that kind that tax. You know, once the bill is enacted. So on the one hand, no tax collected so far can be refunded. On the other hand, no previously accounted for tax can be collected anymore once this bill is passed by both houses and enacted.
Absolutely. There have been a lot of talk over the years of e-auction and all of the mines and so on and so forth, things like that. How do you think this particular bill, the amendment bill that is, could serve in furthering that cause more?
You know, if you recollect earlier, you know, there have been large scale allocations in previous governments that the central government used to allot mines and mining licenses to parties which were known
whims
to them
and fancies
for
yes.
extraneous considerations
yes,
or through with the use of money, power or influence. So this will not happen anymore because after this government came to power that there should be e-auction and there should be transparency in allotment of mining licenses. So now there is e-auction, all critical minerals, all kinds of minerals and mining is done through auctions, be it coal or any other minerals. However, you know, once this control is now taken by the central government through this amendment bill, there will still be a challenge of checking the illegal mining because the wherewithal to implement the law, to enforce the law, still lies with the states.
State government, correct.
So the state governments will have to, you know, check this because the center mm-hmm. does not have that enforcement wherewithal.
Right.
So this challenge continues to be there because large-scale illegal mining continues in some states, in some areas, and obviously it happens with the consent and with the connivance of the state authorities. So this will remain a challenge. However, this bill will ensure uniformity and more investment in the sector and making it more profitable and the use of minerals for the overall country's development and achieving the goals of Viksit Bharat.
Yes, clarion call by the Prime Minister of kind of pulling up all the sectors towards furtherance of that goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Now, how does this bill kind of, you know, further that cause more?
This bill, as I said, you know, yeah. this will ensure more investment in the mining sector and make the industry more profitable. There is already transparency has been brought in through e-auctions
uh-huh.
and no preferences for any particular. And since there'll be more investment coming in this sector, there'll be more availability of critical minerals within the country and less dependence on any other country. So self-reliance, the goal of self-reliance and the goal of Viksit Bharat will be achieved through this amendment.
And thereby also kind of preserving the precious forex,
that's
the
right.
foreign exchange.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Chopra, for having joined us and shared your views on the topic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2026. The participants were Sanjeev Chopra, Senior Journalist, and Nishit Kumar, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnstalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.